I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, May 19th. There were two new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with the active case total at 29. Quincy is in the green category on the state's risk assessment map, with a positivity rate of 1.32%. There have been 153 deaths. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he does not anticipate any changes in the plans for a modified Flag Day parade in Quincy this year after Governor Baker announced the lifting of COVID restrictions on May 29th. Koch says it's too late to make any changes to the June 12th celebration. The parade will follow the regular route along Hancock Street and Marymount Parkway. However, there will be no celebration at Pageant Field. Fireworks will be shown from a barge over Quincy Bay. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he will investigate using some of the $34 million in the city's getting from the Federal American Rescue Plan to purchase a new home for Quincy College. Koch says he may use some of the federal money to buy the Monroe Building in Quincy Center after withdrawing a proposal to borrow $23 million to buy the building in the face of city council opposition. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he will announce a 9-member volunteer committee soon to explore issues of equity and social justice. Koch was reacting to criticism from Ward 4 Councilor Brian Palmucci, who expressed disappointments that Koch didn't include the city council-approved new departments to handle those issues in next year's proposed budget. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Wednesday, May 19th.